journal. All right. Time's flying by over here. Happy Friday, everyone. Happy New Year. We're getting ready to kick off the third hour of the program. Mahek Cook joining us in a moment. She's an attorney and a Republican strategist, and she's on the ground right now in Ohio exposing alleged fraud that might actually be taking place in the state. Again, we know this is widespread, but it's important that we cover this extensively and point it out where we see it happening. She's been knocking on the doors of Ohio daycare centers, and surprise, surprise, they're not very happy to see her. In fact, they've assaulted her twice so far, but Mahek's not backing down anytime soon, and she's in fact pushing back by continuing to expose just that. And she's joining us on the ground in Ohio to talk about that. Plus, we'll also be discussing a lot more with Mel Kay today. Mel Kay joining the show because she wants to sound off, as many of you guys know, Republicans. And, you know, we got to be critical here because Republicans decided to have a deposition with Jack Smith. Even though Jack Smith allegedly wanted to have a public hearing, Republicans advocated for it to be behind closed doors. And then the deposition was released late Tuesday evening, afternoon. But the interesting part, folks, is that this was released right before New Year's Eve because maybe they just didn't want people to watch it. I mean, one has to really wonder why they would do it then. It doesn't really make any sense. Why not just hold off and wait until, well, next week when people are paying attention? But no, that's not what happened. Also really shameful, Jack Smith wasn't dragged off immediately after his deposition after making a bunch of outrageous claims and admissions in his deposition. So that was a true disappointment. So Mel Kay is getting ready to sound off with me, and we look forward to having her on to do just that. But like I said, folks, it was a massive, massive disappointment. So we're going to cover all of that in the third hour of the program. So buckle up, more to discuss in just a bit. But in case you guys missed it, we've been covering a lot, and we did a great interview, if you missed it, with John Stoll. John Stoll used to work over at the Wall Street Journal. He spent about 20 years in journalism, and he's now an advocate for independent journalism and making sure that we fund it appropriately to get reporters on the ground doing just that. So he just launched a Substack page, and in his Substack page, his very first story is talking about his relationship with Elon Musk. He just also worked for X recently. And so he's got a lot of insight on Musk, and it was interesting to go through because it starts off with his beat reporter days, his editorial days over at the Wall Street Journal, and how Musk really wasn't a fan about one of his reports. And then quickly, Musk became a big fan of his, and they had a relationship that went on for several years. And so it was very interesting to see it all play out. So he joined us. If you missed that, then head on over to band.video and make sure you watch that later today, because it was very insightful to hear from his perspective, the billionaire, and what he truly does behind the scenes to keep things going, and the buildup of Tesla as well. So we look forward to that. All right, folks, so we're going to buckle up because there's a lot more to discuss in just a bit. In the meantime, though, head on over to thealexjonesstore.com. That's thealexjonesstore.com. That is how you keep this show and all of the great shows over at InfoWars up and running, because right now, when you make a purchase of a supplement over at thealexjonesstore.com, you're going to get the Atomic Defense for free. You get a free Atomic Defense with any supplement purchase right now over at the shop. So if you haven't done so already and you're looking to kick off the new year with a healthier option and improve your health, that is the best way to do just that. You could also make sure you grab that beef tallow. It is grass-fed beef tallow. We just launched this one. It is obviously a favorite. If you're someone who is looking to increase, you know, make more, I guess you should say, health-conscious decisions, and this is a great way to do just that. It's packed with vitamins, and it's a great way to purge the seed oils in your life. It's a tub of about 2 pounds of grass-fed beef. Tallow is incredible, and you guys are going to love this. So head on over to the shop and make sure you do just that. Also, the deal on this one, the pricing is actually amazing compared to what I get at what I used to get, I should say, over at my local farmers market. So we just launched this, so make sure you head on over for 100% grass-fed beef tallow. Grease on the mind, oil on my mind. You know what I'm saying here, folks. But again, head on over to the shop and make sure you grab just that. When you subscribe, you guys get an incredible discount as well. So never run out. Make sure you become a subscriber. All right, folks, a lot more to discuss in just a bit. Buckle up. Two incredible guests joining me in just a moment. And there's a lot more to discuss in regards to fraud and where the heck Republicans stand on this. Are they just showboating us? Are they just telling us that, oh, we're going to do actual investigations? Or will it be massive arrests? Because obviously this didn't just happen organically. A lot of corrupt politicians were given their blessing in all of this. So buckle up. We got more to discuss in just a bit. We'll be right back.
simple traditions, pure delight. Optimal human beef tallow treats meals just right. Cook strong at high heat with a taste so bright. So get yourself to the Alex Jones store. Support the crew and the InfoWars.
Wake up, folks! Spread this message! The globalist machine is tightening the chains, and they're after your freedoms!
The Podesta plan is in operation!
Don't worry, it's safe and effective.
Don't you just love my GMO potatoes?
Ladies and gentlemen, the truth is unfolding before our very eyes. We must question everything.
You're tuned in to the American Journal with your host, Brianna Morello.
All right, welcome back to the American Journal. We're excited you're all joining us today. A lot happening over here, a lot of fraud being exposed all across the country. And it's interesting because, well, folks, I think a lot of people thought this was just something that was happening exclusively in Minnesota, but that's not the case. There have been plenty of individuals ripping off our taxpayer dollars to take advantage. And there's a couple of great independent journalists on the ground who are exposing just that, but there are also attorneys getting involved. Mehek Cook is one of those incredible attorneys. And you're going to listen to clip 15 of what it was like for Mehek knocking on daycare centers in Ohio's doors. And surprise, surprise, they weren't very happy to see her. But the sad part in all of this, and instead of just explaining how they are legitimate businesses, they were so frustrated and angry to see her that they actually assaulted Mehek. Take a listen.
Hi, I was wondering, are you open today? Do you have any paperwork? I just wanted to look up your enrollment for a three-year-old. My name is Mehek. I'm just asking, you can't push.
Well, okay. They just literally pushed me out. Like, that's insane.
Their hours are Monday through Friday.
Say they should be open.
And they literally asked if I'm recording and then pushed me. That's insane.
Okay, but heck, there was two videos that she's going to join us with and talk about. But the first one is them actually, and it's two separate daycare facilities. There's one that actually slaps Mehek's phone out of her hand. And then the one that you saw there push her out when she's simply asking basic questions. And if you're a legitimate business, then why would you be bothered by this? Joining us on the ground, continuing to do her reporting, and she's not shying away anytime soon, is Mehek Cook. She's an incredible attorney and a Republican strategist, and she's really doing a great job on the ground there trying to expose a lot of this. Mehek, thank you for joining me. You know, you've outlined a lot of these allegations of potential fraud that could be taking place in Ohio. Tell us about your investigation and what you've uncovered thus far.
Well, thanks for having me, Brianna. I started looking into this, and it was genuinely initially home healthcare systems, because I had whistleblowers come to me with evidence stating that there were individuals coming in predominantly from the Somalian, Nepalese, and Bhutanese community asking for home healthcare services that didn't qualify. They said that they couldn't stand, they had disabilities, but when you did all the testing, it never really added up. So in addition to visiting home healthcare centers, I'm also going to daycares. I'm knocking on doors and asking questions about enrollment and how much it costs. The two videos that I put up, I wish we had actually started recording ahead of time. The first daycare we went to, we never expected it. I was just there to ask questions, but now I realize how important these recordings are. I was physically pushed out. And then the second time we actually started the recording, you were able to see them pushing me further and screaming at me through the door for simple questions. The second daycare I went to, same result. You had somebody who actually, again, can't see this on video because I would expect them just to answer simple questions. They lured me in and my friend Thomas Hearn on the ground and then tried to grab my phone and push me out of the door, which is the altercation you're seeing. This doesn't sound legitimate to me. When somebody is coming in to ask simple questions, they're using our taxpayer dollar for their daycares to just ask how much it costs for enrollment. But this is what this community is doing. They're hiding rather than actually providing sunlight for the situation. And I'm looking at every daycare right now that is owned and operated. And yes, majority are Somalian. So that's what you're going to see videos of.
Yeah, and that's the thing here too that I want to touch upon, because a lot of these individuals are saying that we're targeting Somalians, but that's not the case here. It just seems to be an abundance of alleged fraud that's being carried out by the Somalian population that have come into this country. And although obviously Minnesota does have, I believe, the highest population, Ohio, I think, is second on that list. So that's the reason why so many are speaking out about this. When you're sitting there and you're just trying to get simple answers to your questions, what specifically are you asking them that has them so upset, unhinged, where they're assaulting you?
All I asked was, are you open? And could you please tell me how much you charge for a toddler in daycare? And it's immediately met with a visceral reaction. I've been on the ground today. I think that my face and my friend Thomas Hearn's face is now circulated in the community. They realize I'm an attorney. I don't think you should put your hands on anybody, but they realize they definitely shouldn't be messing with me. So they have allowed us to come in, ask questions, and they've been far more forthcoming. But there must be a WhatsApp group chat with my face and Thomas's face on it, where they're saying, at least talk to these individuals, because we're polite. We knock on the door and we're asking non-threatening, very easy questions about when they're open, what their enrollment process is, and how much they charge. And the ones that have been the shadiest are the ones that are pushing you out physically, that have broken windows, that aren't really operational. They even have buses outside that look like they haven't moved in weeks. So I am going to continue investigating this with Thomas and make sure that we turn all of this information over to the state officials that should be investigating this. I know what state officials are saying. They're saying that they went and they've conducted a lot of these audits, and these businesses have either passed, either they're fully compliant or partially compliant. And my question is, partially compliant, when you actually pull up these daycares and you see blood, soiled sheets, outlets that aren't completely covered, how are you allowing children back in there? Partial compliant means non-compliance, which means they should never be allowed to operate until all of these issues are rectified. It looks like a third world country in some of these daycares. So if the state believes they've audited, fine. My request is you audit every single one of them. And if we need better auditors to come in there, or rule changes or procedure changes, that's my demand today, because this is unacceptable for our children.
Yeah, and I want to actually ask you, when you walked into one of them and they pushed you out, did you see anything inside before they assaulted you?
It was dirty. It was dark. There were no children in, and they were just screaming at me. And so we weren't able to see anybody in there. The lights were off. There were non-operational, and there were no children. Some of the daycares we have visited, you've actually been able to see one kid today. Thomas pointed out they kept saying mom, mom, mom. So I imagine the mom is the person who's providing the care. So we're seeing consistency of only a few kids and then somebody yelling mom. Now, I will also want to share what I was most proud of in our work today is we actually found a daycare where a Somalian administrator had us come in, sat us down. She knew I was an attorney. She knew Thomas. And she said, I want to be transparent in what we do. She walked me through the entire process. She told me that all Somalians are not bad people. And I agreed with her. I said, it doesn't matter what you look like or sound like. I just think if you're breaking the law, that's an issue, and it's taxpayer dollars. So I appreciate you going through everything with me. She refused to be on camera. She's not comfortable with it because of her accent, which I did not have a problem with, but she definitely pushed back and said, that's just not something I want to do. But she was very transparent. She said that she's lived the American dream. She went to Ohio State University. She has two children now. One's a doctor, one just graduated, and she's very proud of this country. So I echo a sentiment. I think there are certain immigrants that come here and want to build up our country, and they follow the rule of law. They contribute. And then there's a population that don't. They continue to take from hardworking taxpayers on the backs of American workers and steal from us. Those are the illegals or the legal immigrants that I have a problem with.
Yeah. And I'm with you on that. I do have an issue with those as well. And again, it's not just the Somalians. You know, we just had a caller call in, and she's sounding the alarm on the Haitians in Florida, who she believes are doing the same thing. And as somebody who's a New Yorker, I know Hasidic Jews in New York City were also another issue. There was a lot of them who would openly talk about how they're not legally married. And so one spouse is able to collect benefits while the other one doesn't, because they're the breadwinners. So this is an ongoing issue that affects all communities. And it's something that I think needs to be looked at extensively. And it's
it's deeply concerning. I want to talk a little bit too. Oh, and by the way, I should get this into this was a post in an article that Greg Price did put up on X. Yep. It's about the Ohio governor, Mike DeVine, who goes out and says that even though, you know, Ohio does have the second highest Somalian population when it comes to the potential fraud at the child care centers, he refers to this as something that is unfortunately the cost of doing business. Do you see this as something that's preventable, or is this something that we're always going to have to just kind of rationally have to just deal with?
We're refusing to accept this. I think the status quo is what has gotten us into this place. And it's not only Ohio, it's every state. The fact that Elon Musk at a federal level was able to doge, audit, and get money back for hardworking taxpayers tells you that it's happening on a state level as well. The cost of doing business is not stealing from taxpayers. The cost of doing business is not stealing from mothers that are trying to figure out if they can have another child just to afford them to pay their bills. This is unacceptable. The only cost to do business in the United States of America should be your money that you're investing and that you're taking a risk on. You don't get to take a risk with our money. So no, we have to change the law. We need increased audits, and we have to work harder and smarter to make sure that fraud is detected. I understand checklists. I'm a compliance attorney as well. You don't just get to check the box and say, I visited this daycare and it was partially compliant, so we'll come back in 3 to 6 months. That is unacceptable. But this is exactly what government was designed to do. Most governments just check a box. If we really want to take taxpayer money seriously, audit America, audit Ohio, start from ground zero and build a mechanism. The U.S. Attorney's Office in the Southern District of Ohio has been investigating fraud predominantly in every community, but Somalian's been one of the highest communities. Let's go and audit all of the daycares, regardless of who they're owned and operated by. And mark my words, if you actually work with the U.S. Attorney's Office and the AG's office, and then I also think the federal government needs to get involved and build an audit system, we will be able to uncover millions of dollars of fraud. Most people aren't speaking up today, Brianna, is because they're scared of the word racist. Well, I'm certainly not, and neither is the DOJ, because Pam Bondi has already indicted about 98 people in Minnesota. So I expect indictments if the alleged criminal activity is true.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know, I was told by a source that over at the FBI that the Biden administration started launching these investigations back in 2022 and then stopped it when they realized that the vast majority of these individuals were Somalian, and that Kash Patel actually made his way over to Minnesota and told him to continue these investigations that don't stop. And so that, I was told, according to this FBI source, started over the summertime of 2025. So we'll look to see if anything happens over these next few months. But we expect, hopefully, that they're taking this seriously, because this is obviously an issue. But again, you've known about this issue for quite some time. Let's talk a little bit about the home health care situation here, because this is really frustrating. I know a lot of Americans who struggle to get the financial assistance when it comes to home health care. And so you continue to hear from whistleblowers in this front. Can you walk us through specifically what's been going on that front? Because we just keep hearing about the daycare centers, but this one's a massive issue as well.
So in home health care systems, you generally have a doctor who has to approve that an individual needs services because they meet a certain age criteria, they're disabled, and then they need additional services, whether it's feeding, bathing, things like that. So our elderly population in Ohio, the way to prevent them from going to a nursing home is to offer home health care services. It's 60% or more even cheaper to keep your family members at home. I had aging grandparents. My grandmother's still alive. It's a fabulous system when it's used correctly. But what these whistleblowers were telling me, these providers in particular, is people were coming in and asking for their paperwork to be rubber stamped. The providers would go through all the testing and say, you don't qualify. You don't have a disability. You can walk. You can stand. We see you on weekends out of a wheelchair. And these individuals would get angry and say, well, then we're going to go back to the same provider who is rubber stamping our paperwork. Some came in and said, we'll make it worth your while. Well, that sounds like a kickback to me. So I have a list of these individuals and providers that are rubber stamping paperwork, and I have taken it over to the Attorney General's office. I'm also going to release it to the Ohio Auditor's office. But these facilities need to be investigated. I have about 14 to 15, but my ask in Ohio is, why not investigate all of them? Why not start investigations so that you can see if there are double requests for, let's just say you're asking for 24 hours care. That's really hard to get. Why not look to see if these individuals are really qualifying for care, if they're really getting it? Home health care providers should be checking in and checking out. A lot of times, though, this is the toughest part. A family member can provide services. So I could say I'm taking care of my grandmother today and make between $75,000 and $90,000 a year just sitting at home and saying she can't walk. So we also have to look at the doctors that are rubber stamping this paperwork. Are they getting a kickback from these home healthcare services? This is so easy to detect because it's a forensic and financial audit that needs to happen, and it's being overlooked. But it's shocking to me, again, a significant portion is the Somalian, Nepalese, and Bhutanese community in Ohio that own home healthcare services. I visited one with Thomas Hearn just a few days ago. In one building, you had 30 plus home healthcare services. None of them were open except for one that I walked into and asked a few questions. That raises red flags to me.
Yeah. Yeah. No. And it's happening everywhere. It's happening everywhere. And it's really concerning that's been going on for this long. Again, you're doing great work, Mahek, over in Ohio right now, as you're just continuing to ask these simple questions. And unfortunately, they don't want to answer. They don't want to answer. So Mahek, we're going to continue to follow your work. Folks, if you want to continue to follow her investigation as it goes on, head on over to X right now. Give her a follow. Mahek Cook is her X name. And you also post great content as well, Mahek. So definitely do just that. We appreciate what you're doing on the ground. Keep us posted on everything and stay safe.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. All right, folks. I want to talk about this next report. But actually, before I get to this one, let's do this for a second. I just want to float an idea out there. Maybe we don't just give money away to these daycare facilities, millions and millions and millions of dollars. Maybe we start incentivizing mothers to stay at home with their kids. Now, just going to float this idea out there. So many parents right now are forced to put their kids in daycare because they're unable to get by on one income. And so sadly, they miss some of the most precious moments of their child's growth, their childhood, by dropping them off at a daycare facility and allowing someone who maybe isn't family take care of their loved one. And unfortunately, they don't have that same level of care. Wouldn't it be incredible if our government incentivized mothers to stay at home with their kids, maybe through tax write-offs, or instead of giving those monies to fraudulent groups, maybe we shift those funds over and give those to moms who are willing to stay at home and raise their children. And maybe they have three or four kids. I mean, wouldn't that be an incredible way to make sure also that we are growing our population here in America? I would say it's a good idea that maybe, I mean, it's my idea, so I'm, well, biased, so I'm going to back it, of course. But it's really frustrating to sit back and watch as we give people all of this funding, millions and millions of dollars of your money that we're forcing. And it's just a backward society, right? Because mothers can't afford to not work and raise their family. So what they have to do is work their butts off, slave away. That money is then taxed. That money is then shifted over to the daycare facilities who are fraudulently committing fraud. And so they're pretending to be these daycare facilities raising children. And so enough is enough. Let's start having these types of serious conversations and start supporting women who decide to stay at home and raise their children, because that, I believe, is the best way to do just that. And also help families out who are struggling to get by in this country, because we need more American families to have children, and we need to incentivize just that. All right, now let's bounce on over. I was going to play this clip for you. It's from News Nation. News Nation has been on the ground doing more digging into all of this, and they're in Minnesota right now, and they found a massive amount of Somalian-owned healthcare companies that are, surprise, surprise, not being honest when it comes to providing healthcare services, allegedly, of course. Take a listen to clip 16.
This building right behind me has 22 different home and community-based healthcare companies registered in the building. It's only four floors. I walked in there yesterday trying to find a number of them. Many of them are appear to be just window fronts, door fronts, with nobody behind. So same story, different location. We're here in St. Paul at this building, which looks like a warehouse or a dilapidated old building. Inside this building, there are 60 registered home and health community healthcare organizations inside this one building. We're here in Northeast Minneapolis, and we're at a building that I believe is on the radar of authorities. They have questions about it. A lot of the businesses in here are home healthcare businesses. Of the total businesses, there's 37. 17 of them are home healthcare businesses. There's just layer upon layer upon layer of fraud throughout this city, Jessica. As for whether Governor Walz is going to testify before the Oversight Committee. That remains to be seen. We asked him at his office if he was going to testify, and we have yet to hear back.
Surprise, surprise. Again, folks, there's a lot of fraud being exposed, and we look forward to continuously covering that fraud. But it's really not surprising to me at all that this is the ongoing issue that we have in this country right now. And it's good to see that it's being exposed finally, that your taxpayer dollars might actually be saved for being misspent and being shipped over to Somalia. But again, this has been an ongoing issue. Liz Collins doing incredible work as well on just that, interviewing whistleblowers and so much more, and diving into all of it. So we'll continue to follow it, of course, but it's just fraud everywhere. And it just seems like it's repetitive, but it's not really surprising. Not really surprising. Also worth noting that Natalie Winters has a story that she recently put out in regards to Somalian charities. That's a quote. Who have routed their donations through ActBlue. That's according to her reporting. Minnesota-based organizations that receive government grants are raising money through ActBlue. Of course, that is the same platform that many of you guys know is campaigning with Democrats. And there's a lot of accusations that they have been, you know, receiving donations from individuals who, Americans, who don't know that they're giving donations. They say that they haven't donated through ActBlue. And their name is listed. People like Phil Holloway, who is an attorney, actually found his name listed as an individual donating through ActBlue, even though he did not make a contribution. There are so many more. And of course, that also being done by, that reporting being done by James O'Keefe. Surprise, surprise, more incredible independent journalists exposing just that. But Natalie Winters dropping the Substack article specifically saying that Somalians, their so-called charities, are routing their funds also through ActBlue, but I'm sure nothing to see here, folks. Nothing to see here at all. Ugh. Natalie Winters also doing an incredible job at doing so many great bombshell reports exposing both this, but also exclusively being one of the individuals really giving the CCP hell and exposing their, their efforts to try to destroy and take over the United States. So she's also a great follow if you're not doing so already, but I'm sure you are. All right, folks, we got more to discuss in just a bit. Jack Smith wasn't dragged off in handcuffs after giving his deposition, and that was very, very disappointing. My girl Mel Kay is going to sound off with me because, you know, I listened to his deposition. I listened to it at, like, high speed. That wasn't sitting there for the full 8 hours. And it was quite the enlightening experience. I'll break down the very latest in regards to all of that, especially because, you know, he thinks that President Trump doesn't have a First Amendment right to free speech when it comes to making accusations of election fraud. Surprise, surprise. So we'll get to that in a moment. In the meantime, though, head on over right now to thealexjonesstore.com. I can't stop talking about it, but we just launched beef tallow, and you know I'm very passionate about cooking. So head on over to the shop and make sure you grab yourself some beef tallow. It's a great way to get rid of the seed oils in your kitchen and have a healthier solution. If you're someone like myself I make chicken parmesan every week. And so beef tallow is what you're going to want to use instead of using those disgusting seed oils. So if you like chicken parm, go with the healthier solution. Head on over to thealexjonesstore.com and improve your health with some beef tallow. It's an incredible product, jam-packed with a ton of vitamins. And also it is grass-fed, folks. This is a high-end product over at the Alex Jones Store. And it's 2 pounds of beef tallow. And it's an incredible price, better than probably your own farmer's market. I know for myself, my farmer's market is significantly more expensive. So head on over to the shop and grab yourself some beef tallow today.
Ladies and gentlemen, Nitric Boost, the all-time fan favorite, is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. You've looked at our formula. You like it?
I did, and I do. Yes. Well, nitric oxide is a key. It's made by our own bodies again. It's made by L-citrulline and L-arginine, the amino acids.
And now a major shipment has finally come back in for those of you that want to be able to stock up on it at InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Judy Mikovits, without me even knowing she'd gotten it and used it, came on years ago and said, This was the best spike protein detoxer she'd found.
Just like you want your own body to make vitamin D from the sunlight, you can't force it back in people who can't make it. It can actually hurt them. It's called peroxynitrites. So you want to boost your own body's ability. The nitric oxide relaxes the endothelium, the vasculature. It relaxes the vein. So I use the two, your InfoWars. I keep that on my shelf, and I feed myself the Cardio Miracle, which is just for straight food. It's a different formulation than that one. And the two together are a 1-2 punch. So you get in your food the ability to make what you need and no more.
Because of the organic based compounds that are in it that cause vasodilation in the blood vessels, in the arteries, in the veins, in the capillaries. And it just does so many other great things.
So constricted blood vessels too, because athletes are running, they're constricted, they're working so that the blood flows and it doesn't flow, which is why your nitric oxide product, that new product, I hope you'll show it, because that's a very important thing to have for acute events. Dissolve under the tongue, give you an instant relaxing of your endothelium, your vasculature.
Now listen, it is already a nationwide best-selling bodybuilding product for over 20 years. Bodybuilders take this, it helps grow muscles and better workouts and things. I was just researching and wanting to put something out that was good for the heart and talked to a lot of scientists and researchers I knew, and they said, well, these are the type of ingredients we were thinking about putting out a product. When I talked to formulators, they said, well, we actually already have a product that has that, so we private labeled it as Nitric Boost. And just for men in the morning when you wake up, that's the big thing people feel and see right away. So imagine what else it's doing for your body. So for those of you that love Nitric Boost, it's back in stock right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And for those that haven't tried Nitric Boost, you are really missing out. Secure your Nitric Boost right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We're battling in the courts. We're still here a year after the Onion said they bought us. We might actually hold on and win. But regardless, the shopping cart's there, the shipments are going out, and you will get your product. But if you don't order it, support us, we'll be off the air. So it's a paradox. So please take action now at InfoWarsStore.com and experience Nitric Boost for yourself. And listen, men feel it in that one way. Women love it as well. It's good for men and women. Get your Nitric Boost now, right now, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. And thanks for being the reason one way or another we'll always be on the air. InfoWarsStore.com, Nitric Boost, back in stock.
Welcome to the Great Reset. Eat the bugs. You will own nothing, and you will be happy. Take the vaccine. Trust the science. Get your booster. Every crisis is an opportunity, and the world will be reshaped in our vision. Down with the globalists. Get ultramethylene red at thealexjonesstore.com.
You're tuned in to the American Journal with your host, Brianna Morello. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, everyone. We're excited to have you back on the American Journal, of course, to kick off the final lap of the third hour of today's show. Happy New Year, in case you didn't hear me say it 10 other times on today's show. But, you know, we're kicking 2026 off by making sure the accountability tour doesn't slow down anytime soon. And by slow down, I mean, let's just kick it off. Let's kick it off, because it hasn't really been what the American people voted for. And I'm trying to be as nice as I can about this. It's been very disappointing. And Republicans are really who to blame in all of this. I don't know if you saw this. Most of you probably are preparing to celebrate your New Year's Eve, but House Republicans decided to wait until late Tuesday afternoon to drop the video of Jack Smith's deposition. And this is what we just call like a way to tuck it in and hide it so that the American people wouldn't watch the full 8 hours. Because why would you release it right before a major holiday when people aren't paying attention if you really wanted the people to see this? And it was a head scratcher for me until I was listening and realized Jack Smith said something that was very revealing, that he wanted to be the one to come forward and do it public public testimony, but House Republicans told him not to. In fact, they were the ones, apparently, according to them, that did not want it to happen. Now, I just got an alert. The FBI is holding a press conference, and we will get to that shortly. It's in regards to a terror attack that they believe was potentially going to happen on New Year's Eve. We'll bring that to you once it goes live, but it looks like they are getting ready to go live in just a moment. But let's play this clip of Jack Smith's testimony, clip 17, in regards to his admission that he actually didn't disclose to the judges that he was requesting the phone records of Republican lawmakers. Take a listen.
When you sought these non-disclosure orders, the judge didn't know it was a member of Congress. Is that correct?
I don't think we identified that because I don't think that was department policy at the time.
Doesn't believe that was department policy at the time. Joining me to discuss, my girl, Mel Kay. She's the author of the book Americans Anonymous, and she's also host of the Mel Kay Show. I highly recommend you give her a follow because, folks, she's one of the best on social media, and she's trying to save this country because she knows, well, we can't rely on the leaders to do just that, those in the office to do just that. So she's doing that with the book Americans Anonymous, and she's with us now. All right, Mel, I was very disappointed, and I know you were as well, in regards to Jack Smith's deposition being released. Surprise, surprise, he wasn't dragged off into handcuffs immediately after his deposition, but he admitted a lot, and it was infuriating. Your thoughts?
Well, my thoughts are, first of all, had Trump not won the 2024 election, this would still be going on. Arctic Frost, this vengeance tour, this horrible disaster would still be sweeping up people. Donald Trump would still be on his way to going to jail. Jack Smith showed not even an iota of humanity or anything. He was on a mission to destroy. I have to tell you, as somebody who's looked really deeply into MK Ultra and other things, watching him was so disturbing because there was a coldness, a deadness to him, and he was going on and on. And the bottom line was everything he's talking about is his assertion that Donald Trump believed that Donald Trump lost the 2020 election. And then because of that, he lied to his supporters saying that he believed it was stolen to rile them up to go to the Capitol and cause all this chaos. Nothing of that is even close to true. A. B. Nancy Pelosi and all of the people that were involved in the January 6th committee obviously had predetermined ideas for that day, because the truth of the matter is that as soon as Nancy Pelosi heard that there was a breach of the Capitol, she ended all the regular procedures of January 6th and certification, went into emergency mode, and pushed through the win, so to speak, of Joe Biden, and skipped all the procedures of questioning the election, getting standing, any of that, the ability to do that. Donald Trump and most people to this day that are honest know that the 2020 election was manipulated. 51 intelligence agents lied to this country boldface on the cover of the New York Post and everywhere else, saying that it was Russian disinformation when they all knew since 2019 that was Hunter Biden's laptop, that the Biden family was compromised, that the American people deserved to know. It was a conspiracy to defraud the American people before the 2020 election. And that's just the tip of the iceberg. Jack Smith was also, and this is where my problem lies, he's not the kingpin of lawfare. The kingpins of lawfare are very clear. They are Norm Eisen, since before Trump even got into office, has spent every waking minute of the last decade trying to destroy Trump. I also believe that he wrote the memo, him and Andrew Weissman and Brookings, that Jack Smith and Monaco used to indict Trump. So all of those people, then we have the entire DC court that Congress could shut down just for a time being and investigate what has been going on in that DC court that Boasberg has been running since 2016 and figure out what is happening there. Because that DC court is a unique court that Congress controls and funds. So what we have here are all of these criminals in a decades long cover-up operation, and Jack Smith sitting there essentially saying he wanted to put Donald Trump and many of his supporters in jail for thought crimes that A, are protected by the First Amendment, and B, was a setup. Again, as we've talked before, what do we know about the 247 undercover FBI agents dressed as MAGA people on that day of January 6th? Many things about January 6th still need to come out. And these lunatics are going to have a reunion of the January 6th committee this week and going to go over and honor all the first responders and the cops that were there that day. We don't even know what happened that day. We sure as heck don't know what happened in the 2020 election, but we know that Zuckerberg put in $300 million. The plandemic changed to mail-in ballots and harvesting. All of this stuff, all these anomalies. And what is most disturbing is that Tulsi Gabbard comes out 10 months ago and says that they have proof that the 2020 election was absolutely rigged and stolen, which ends all of Jack Smith's BS. Okay, if they would just bring out the truth about January 6th and about the 2020 election, all of the people involved in this decades long lawfare and then cover ups could be charged and indicted because they are lying. But as long as the 2020 election sits out there like a hot potato, they're going to keep playing it. And they keep saying ABC, NBC, CBS, CNN, they keep saying the election deniers. Still, they keep saying the rioting Trump people that broke into the Capitol. These are both lies. And at this point, if we're going to play along, then the 2026 election won't be changed. Nothing will be upgraded. Nothing will be reversed before plandemic election, legal election procedures. And we'll go into 2026. And you know what? Norm Eisen and the same people that they should be going after already have impeachment articles for Donald Trump the day that they believe they will take back the country, the House and Senate after the 2026 election. So if none of the stuff from 2020, from January 6th is exposed by the Trump administration, FBI, DOJ, NSA, intelligence, then we are going into a very, very dark 2026 election cycle. And what could happen after then would be devastating.
Yeah. Yeah. And Mel, it's frustrating because, you know, we heard Susie Weil say that the president's going to be on the campaign trail and she's going to be campaigning. He's going to be campaigning like he's running for president himself. I don't see that winning with the American people, though. I think most Americans want him in the White House and pushing for these critical things to be done. You know, election fraud hasn't even been touched. And it's really enraging, I have to say, that we are continuing to hover over this one issue. I want to get to this other clip because this one actually had my blood boiling. It has Jack Smith saying that President Trump is not actually protected under the First Amendment when he was making claims of election fraud in 2020. Take a listen to clip 19.
As I sit here right now, I can't remember specific conversations. I do remember that we knew that a sort of First Amendment defense would be part of the case. And I think when I mentioned to you earlier about how to frame the case, we want to make clear that this was not about trying to interfere with anyone's First Amendment rights, that this was a fraud. And as you know, under Supreme Court precedent, fraud is not protected by the First Amendment. And so in my mind, it was important to make that clear in the indictment. And that's why when we litigated this issue before the district court, we prevailed.
But the president's statements that he believed the election was rife with fraud, those certainly are statements that are protected by the First Amendment, correct?
Absolutely not, if they are made to target a lawful government function and they are made with knowing falsity. No, they're not.
Okay, so apparently the president isn't allowed to claim fraud when fraud takes place. Is that the argument he's trying to make here, Mel? Because that's what it sounds like to me.
Well, what he's trying to do is say that Trump knew, believed that Trump lost. And the fraud was Trump lying to the public, saying that he believed there was fraud in the election. No, this is completely ridiculous. But again, we have 10 months have passed since Tulsi Gabbard came out and said that they had all this evidence. We've heard this evidence. Of course, Alex has had on Patrick Byrne. You've had on a lot of people that are saying that there's other evidence. We have the whole thing that Ratcliffe put out before Trump even left office about interference from China and elsewhere. So what he's trying to say in the most Machiavellian ends justify the means dead eyes is that Donald Trump lied to the people because he said that there was fraud in the election. I'll tell you right now, I think about 80% of the American people believe that there was fraud in the 2020 election, not to mention the dirty trick by the 51 intelligence officers that lied to the American people going into the election about the Hunter Biden laptop and everything else. But what he is saying here is that Trump was trying to interfere with the 2020 election and challenge democratic norms, is what he says here, and that that he, Trump, was participating in fraud by saying that the election was stolen. And therefore, don't forget, he's also saying that John Eastman, Rudy Giuliani, all of these people also participated in a fraud. That's not true. Everyone knows that's not true. The fraud was initiated, I believe, in the bowels of Congress. And certainly we don't have any idea what was on the disappeared Nancy Pelosi laptop or any of that stuff. And the bigger fraud is that the January 6th committee was not only unconstitutional, but the appointment of Jack Smith was unconstitutional. He was working in The Hague. And for the first 6 weeks of investigating Trump, he was still out of the country. So again, and we're talking about the entire Russiagate, the entire Spygate, all of this is a globalist operation to destroy America from within. So you have to also remember the Five Eyes nations, the CIA, all the people that were involved in the initial Russia collusion lies that they picked up from Hillary Clinton. This is a global operation to overthrow the duly elected president in the United States of America in 2016 and then have a color revolution for 4 years that David Brock and Norm Eisen put together a whole document, Democracy Matters, got together the entire 100 biggest donors of the left and plotted out how to destroy Trump and MAGA and anyone that supported them for 8 long years of fake investigations, fake special counsel investigations, all of this. And Jack Smith has the nerve to sit there and say Donald Trump is not entitled to the First Amendment because he pointed out all of this stuff, which then leads you to believe that not only was there fraud, but that there was an operation to overthrow Donald Trump in the first term and then to put him in jail so he could never run again in the second term. And that's all this is about, is covering up the original crimes from 2016 to 2020. So, I mean, what we're dealing with is a bunch of criminals. And you know that his big thing was that his whole thing was that he was going to use Republicans to go on the stand to say that they told Donald Trump that there was no fraud. Therefore, Trump was lying. You know who he's talking about? Mike Pence, who still has a big question about what went on there. He was egging on the country. He came out and said that there was fraud until he said there wasn't. And then we're talking about other people that never Trumpers, whatever. So he's saying that because this handful of never Trumpers and, you know, the pro DeSantis folks told Donald Trump that there was no fraud. And don't forget Tony Schaefer and the whole story about Bill Barr telling everyone to walk away. Don't look into this, all that. CIA Barr, who ended up being somehow the AG cover-up man. But the bottom line is that all of this, the fraud was committed on the other side. Jack Smith's appointment is a fraud. Jack Smith is going in there charging things that are novel legal theories created at the Brookings Lawfare by this obsessed Norm Eisen and his friends that have done nothing for almost 12 years but plot ways to destroy or jail Donald Trump and end the MAGA movement, period. So, I mean, we should turn everything this guy's saying around and charge him. In my opinion, he should have been in handcuffs already because there is way too much going on in the background of the Jack Smith indictments. And frankly, when he talks about the circuit court, that's that Boasberg court. Nobody can forget Boasberg was involved at the highest level of the FISA violations that happened that led to all of this. And now these lunatics are about to vote on extending warrantless surveillance 702. So the American people will never know anything and we can spy on everyone forever. And like Jack Smith didn't know, it wasn't procedure. Well, he's been working in The Hague. What does he care? He's a rogue player and it's very embarrassing. And the questions were ridiculous. And frankly, I don't know if these people in DC even know what really happened the last 10 years. It really doesn't seem like they do. And what I am hearing too is that there are inner circle people. I don't know about Susie Wiles, but other people that keep telling Trump to just forget 2020. Well, we can't forget 2020 when Jack Smith is out there lying to the world, still saying Trump, he somehow knew that Trump didn't believe that he won in 2020 and went out there and then caused these people. And never forget, Trump was still speaking at the Ellipse when the so-called breach happened and Nancy Pelosi called emergency procedures to end any questioning of the 2020 election and any chance for there to be standing in courts. And then when people went to courts, what'd they do? I'm not going to look at the evidence because there's no standing. So this is all a joke until we find out whatever Tulsi Gabbard says she has to prove the 2020 election. Ratcliffe said that he had stuff back in 2020. I mean, we have all this stuff from Venezuela and Smartmatic. Just let it all out there and let's clean up the elections before we vote in 2026. I mean, yeah. I don't understand what else there is to do.
Yeah, well, Mel, it doesn't seem like that's a top priority for those who do carry that. Carry the positions that are the ones who are going to make those changes. We know that obviously Tulsi Gabbard has been very vocal about this, and she would side with your views on all of this, but it's been really frustrating. And I want to get to this point of the deposition, just make sure we throw this out there, that Jack Smith was asked, did you develop evidence that the president was responsible for the violence at the Capitol on January 6th? And he played this little, you know, dance around the words response, but ultimately he didn't have any evidence that proved that President Trump was responsible for the evidence for the violence that took place at the Capitol on January 6th. And his long answer really was just a quick no. If he would have just answered honestly, he didn't have any evidence. And so it's really frustrating that House Republicans just kind of allow this to all slide under the rug. I mean, they had this deposition blasted out there, keep pointing to all of this, but sadly they're not doing just that. Mel, I want to get your take on this because I have been told that I am a very tough critic of the FBI and DOJ and that it's not warranted and that I am biased in my opinion. So let me just bounce this idea off of you. Every day I put up a tweet, and in that tweet, it just says that today's January 2nd, 2026, not a single Democrat has been arrested from the Biden-Obama regime. And I was told by this really high up official that no, that's not true. We arrested or we charged Tish James, James Comey, and John Bolton. And that should be enough for someone like myself to stop harassing the FBI and DOJ every day with this post. Do you think that's enough, given the fact that those two charges, those two individuals, well, those charges got tossed out? And by the way, I mean, I just happen to think that these are the lowest hanging fruits on the tree when you want to pretend like you've done something. You hit James Comey with a lie in the Congress charge when there's probably a lot worse you'd get it with.
Yeah. Well, first of all, let's be honest here. They are not going to get good, fair juries or trials. If right now, you know, the globalist funded NGOs are running classes in D.C. on how to get on juries and disrupt the judicial process. The real problem is, frankly, the D.C. court run by Boasberg and all the people under it, all the judges we heard about, what they did to these people on January 6th was based on all lies, lies that they were repeating. They're about to have a reunion of the January 6th committee to honor the judges, to honor the prosecutors, to honor the cops from that day, to honor, I don't know, the 274 or 47 undercover FBI agents dressed as Trump supporters on the front lines of the breach of the Capitol. All of this is ridiculous. I also don't understand that they don't understand that the voting public, this isn't about Comey or Letitia James to the voting public. This is about what happened to the public. This is about what happened on January 6th. Where is Nancy Pelosi's laptop that they all claim disappeared that day? You know, why isn't this been done? And frankly, there have been lives ruined, people put in their bankruptcy. And I'm not just talking about the 1600 people arrested in the first year after the Fed surrection and all of that. But what about all the lawyers? What about all the electors that went broke and bankrupt, that had to pay hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars to defend themselves? What about what happened to Peter Navarro and to Alex Jones and to Roger Stone and Bannon and all of these, Sidney Powell, Rudy Giuliani, all these people's lives were destroyed. So, I mean, I just don't understand. The criminals are very obvious to me. And you start at the Lawfare crew and those law firms that were obviously involved and the Hillary Clinton campaign and the idea that this was a global conspiracy to overthrow the duly elected of the president of the United States in 2016 in a color revolution regime change that is still going on because it continues to be prolonged and covered up. But Jack Smith in that hearing, you know what he's saying, Brianna? And this is the truth. And whatever these people are saying that you're they are going to not only in every way, shape and form, make sure that they can continue to manipulate and use all the plandemic nonsense going into the 2026 election. If the 2020 election and the 2024 election evidence isn't put out there and people aren't held accountable for election fraud. But even more than that, they are going to indict Donald Trump the next day, Jack Smith, basically in that entire thing, if you watched it, is saying they're not done with Trump. And as soon as they get back in power, they're going to take him out once and for all. And this is all based on what they consider thought crimes. All it is a cover up and a protection racket for the people that should have been charged for Russiagate years ago. So where we are right now is that we, the people of the United States, particularly on the right, have to stop fighting amongst each other. You can't. It doesn't matter if Bannon doesn't get along with Stone, or this guy doesn't get along with that guy, or, you know, Turning Point is fighting amongst themselves, and Candace and Loomer and whatever. Forget it. If these people get back into power, that guy is telling you right there. And the problem, even bigger than that, is that the Democrat Socialist of America, who should not be able to run, just took over multiple cities, including New York City, which is a long-term game of the globalist. If you look at Norm Eisen and his tactics, Gene Sharp, From Dictatorship to Democracy, The Democracy Playbook, all these playbooks that come out of Brookings, they're all about regime change, color revolution, taking over nations. They've been running this operation since 2016 in America, and the American people know it. And so, you know, having these little charges for Comey or getting Letitia James, they're putting them into courts in front of judges that are not acting on good behavior. Boasberg should have been impeached long ago. Okay. So What I'm saying is, God bless them for getting the fentanyl and all that. I just don't think that they understand the American people suffered too. The American people suffered. All the people that went to jail, all the people that had to pay for defense attorneys for lies coming out of D.C., all these prosecutors that lied to the juries about five dead police officers, never happened. All these things. And biggest of all, Arctic Frost was a fraud. So the people that signed off on Arctic Frost, Ray, Monaco, and Garland, should be dragged in front of the American people and questioned. But you know what? I watched the weaponization hearing. Nobody was held accountable. Not Facebook or Zuckerberg, not Jack or Twitter. Nobody. So Jim Jordan does that. You know, a month ago, Comer put in the report about the auto pen. No indictments there. That's what people care about. That's what people care about, is the people that set up January 6th, the people involved in Arctic Frost that apparently spied on 3 million Americans, apparently, and calling them domestic terrorists, white nationalists, you know, national Christians. It's all been a cover up from day one of what happened in 2016, a color revolution, and they are not done. So the minute that these people take back power, Jack Smith was essentially saying, we're going straight back in and we're going to finish the job. And that will be the fault of the people that have not held the real orchestrators accountable. Because I haven't seen, other than Comey, like Letitia James, she is what she is. She, you know, but Comey is not the tip of the iceberg. It's not. It is the lawfare people and the Brookings people that have been manipulating all of this, including the two impeachments we already had. It's all coming from the same group of lawyers. And those are the people that need to be held accountable.
Mel, we appreciate your time as always, girl. You are a force to be reckoned with. Folks, give her a follow on X, the host of The Mel Kay Show. Thank you, Mel, for joining us. All right, folks, that does it for us. We'll see you here on Monday. The Alex Jones Show is next.
So I'm not giving up. I'm not going away. If they shut us down, I got the Alex Jones Network. I don't own. I'm going over there. You finance it. You paid for it. Your support. I'm just telling you, here's the weird paradox. I thought we'd be shut down last year. I thought we'd be shut down 2 months ago. The receiver won't let us order new product over at TimFullerShow.com. So we're in this paradox now where we're winning, and now they're like, well, you'll actually be open in the middle of next year now and all this stuff, and there's no money because people believe it was going to shut down. Plus, there's no product. But I convinced the receiver. I said, can we at least make fundraising posters, which are very low cost, have a high markup, people know it's an investment, to keep us on the air? Kind of, I said, yeah, you can do that. I can just tell you, we need your support right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Three posters I designed, two I designed, Rob designed the other one. Defend the West, famous Crusader King, make no peace with evil, you know, same Crusader King, and then do like that still image of me, and it is the bestseller. It's I've only begun to fight John Paul Jones, and it's InfoWars 1997 to 2026. And yeah, you can buy Unsigned for $25, big posters, glossy in a tube, or you get them for $100. They're like, God, that's a huge markup. Yeah, it's a fundraiser. Like when commies give NPR $200 for a ball cap, costs $15. That's the whole point. We're actually winning right now. I don't want to count chickens for their hats. It's not the Democrats. It's not the DOJ holdovers. They're going to shut us down. If you don't go get these posters and you don't support us, and I'm not bitching at you, I'm just telling you, I'm not saying you got to do it, then you will be the ones to shut us down. This is a marathon, so please support us, InfoWarsStore.com. I need the money right now. It's like in Star Trek, Wrath of Khan. He goes, I need warp speed in 3 minutes, we're all dead.
Scotty, I need warp speed in 3 minutes or we're all dead.
And you guys have got us out of this over and over and over again. And me, I'm not giving up. We need to keep pushing because we've got their ass.